Welcome to Fables and Fairy Tales, where this week the story is... Pirate Grace and the Mermaid Medicine. This story was written by Janina Vigers, and it's based on a folktale found all over the world, mixed with a little bit of history from the time of Queen Elizabeth I. Here to read it to you, it is I, your storyteller, Chip Cahoon. This is part one, the start of the fun. So with a wink and a grin, let us begin. There was once a pirate ship, the largest ship ever. Nobody knew exactly how many crew lived on board, only that there were a lot of them. Below deck, there were sweaty men who did lots of hard work. Cooks, carpenters, gunners, and riggers. On the top deck lived the important people, first and second mates, and, of course, the captain. The captain was in charge of the whole ship. He made the rules. Because he made the rules, he decided that he would be the only person allowed to have his family on board. The captain lived with his wife and young daughter Grace. Much to the captain's dislike, Grace loved making her dress dirty by building sandcastles in the tubs of gunpowder, climbing the rigging, and sharing her biscuit crumbs with the ship's rats. But what she loved best of all was playing chase with her best friend Donald, the youngest member of the crew. Donald lived below deck with the sweaty men. His name was Donald, but the sweaty men called him Swabby. That's because his job was to wash the decks with a type of thick cloth called a swab. One night, one of the sweaty men began coughing horribly. Because they lived so close together, it wasn't very long before one man with a cough became two men with a cough. Two men became four. Four became eight. And soon everyone below deck was coughing horribly, including Donald. Then the crew who lived on the top deck began coughing too. The captain called the ship's doctor, but all the men were so ill, the doctor just could not heal them. In fact, the doctor started coughing too. Soon, Grace began to cough. Now the captain became extra worried, so he walked to the front of the ship and called to the Queen of the Mer people for help. The Queen appeared from beneath the waves and listened calmly as the fearful captain told her the problem. Once he had finished, the Queen disappeared under the water and came back a little while later with a large jug of magical healing water. The Queen passed the jug to the captain and said, "Everyone on the ship must drink this." But then she added, "However, do make sure everyone only takes a small sip." Then she swam away. The captain took the jug straight to those who lived above deck, his wife and all his mates. They were all so worried about getting better that they all began greedily guzzling the healing water. There wasn't much healing water to go round, everyone. Grace saw the important men being greedy and thinking only of themselves. It looked like the healing water would run out before any of the men below deck would get some. Grace didn't think there would be any left for the cooks, carpenters, gunners, riggers, or Donald. That was part one of Pirate Grace and the Mermaid Medicine. To find out if the Queen Mermaid's medicine can save the day, make sure you're subscribed to this podcast for tomorrow's episode. And if you're enjoying the story so far, please could you do a little thing for me? All I'd like you to do is talk to a friend about this podcast so you can share the adventures of Pirate Grace with them. And if that friend has never heard of our podcast before,
Even better, tell them to search for Fables and Fairy Tales in any podcast player. Right now, though, it only remains for me to say cheerio, and I hope to hear your story soon. So, cheerio, and I hope to hear your story soon.